Coast Radio News for Monday, May 24th, 2021. I'm George Henry. Oregon Governor Kate Brown announced on Friday an initiative to boost the low numbers of vaccinations in recent days. Governor Brown announced a lottery that will put $1 million into one Oregonian's bank account. Individuals who have received at least one dose of the vaccine by June 27th will be eligible for the $1 million payout, and in addition, one member of each Oregon county will receive a $10,000 prize. There are also winners for those under the age of 18 who are not permitted to receive lottery monies because of age. There will be five $100,000 winners for the Oregon College Savings Plan scholarship. Selection of the winners will be on June 28th. Brown hopes that the incentive will help drive vaccination rates and help the state get to its goal of 70% by the end of June. If that goal is reached, Brown will lift all risk levels that are currently in place. Over the weekend, Lane County reported 97 new cases of COVID-19. That three-day total continues to be on the downhill track as the state cases also continue to see decline. On Sunday, the Oregon Health Authority reported 334 new cases. There have also been no new cases reported for the Florence area. There have been 7 days with cases remaining at 244. In addition, Lane County has moved a half percent closer to the 65 percentile needed to drop to the lowest risk level and stands at 60.7%. The Florence Planning Commission will meet tomorrow evening to consider a request for annexation of two lots, totaling approximately 0.27 acres. The request would also require adding right-of-way in order to the properties to receive city water and sewer. The properties are located on the north end of town near Driftwood Shores, off of Arch Street and Falcon and 2nd Street. Recommendations will then proceed to the Florence City Council for approval. Several areas of construction around the region continue to move forward. Traffic on the Silt Coos River Bridge south of town continues to be limited to one lane of traffic and is regulated by a temporary traffic signal. New sewer and waterline work continues for 9th Street from Kingwood to Rhododendron, with traffic at times being limited to one lane with flaggers in place. And on Highway 126 westbound at milepost 36, construction on a lane widening project continues to slow traffic in the area. Caution is requested for each of these areas. That's Coast Radio News for Monday, May 24th, 2021.